For 10 years, Tom Matthews has written nonfiction about war and soldiers. His latest book is about the men who fought in the Second World War, notably his own father, also Tom Matthews. The book is called Our Father's War, Growing Up in the Shadow of the Greatest Generation. Tom Matthews joins us from member station WLIU on Long Island. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You met your father when he came home in 1945. You'd never seen him before. You were 2 years old. Could you tell us that story?
That's right. My first memory of anything is of the day my father came home from the war. We lived in Salt Lake City, and I was sitting out in the backyard on a doghouse that day, hoping to get a little elevation and a good look at this father. And the back door swung open, and a lean, muscly young man came across the backyard, and he put his arms out to me and said, "Jump." And I looked down from the doghouse. I imagine it was 2 feet, but it looked like 5,000 feet to me, deep as the Grand Canyon. And I hesitated for just a moment, and he froze, and his face got red, and he said, "No son of mine will be a coward," and he turned and walked away. So the two of us got off to a very bad start.
You talk about that, and you sort of state the themes of the book in the paragraph that comes right after telling that story. It's on page 4. I wonder if you could read it.
Yes. I wanted my father's love. He longed for mine. But from the day he came home, the kinetic energy of World War II struck at our center of gravity. To what might otherwise have been the normal primordial course of battle between fathers and sons, the war added its own peculiar convolutions. In our case, from that first day, my father thought, and not without reason, that he was looking at a soft little pain in the neck. And I thought, on balance, that my life would be off to a much better start if only the Germans had killed him.
Now, that's harsh, Tom.
I didn't really want the Germans to kill him, but I did have a tremendous chip on my shoulder, and I realized it the day that I drove home from seeing Saving Private Ryan. I was tremendously moved by the combat scenes at the opening of that movie. I found myself saying, how could it be that these wonderful, brave young guys could come home and turn into such lousy fathers? I started to wonder whether the war could have had anything to do with the bad relations between him and me, and I wrote the book to find out.
Now, there are 10 father-son stories in this book, and I must say that it does sound a little bit like you started with your friends and neighbors and some family members on Long Island who were the sons of veterans, and then kind of spread out from there, looking at the relationships of the returning vets and their kids. And you found patterns.
That's right. In the beginning, my idea was to recreate the equivalent of a World War II squad with 10 men. There were patterns. The most surprising was that everybody seemed to have a secret. In spite of all the talk about the Greatest Generation, when you talk to a combat veteran from World War II, you'll find that more likely than not, he's extremely reluctant to talk about it. This was true of everybody in my squad of 10 men, starting with my father and all other 9, too.
Among the things that showed up over and over again, booze, violence, distance, unpredictability, I mean, not everybody came back from the war that damaged, but a number of them did.
First, I'm talking only about combat veterans, people who saw heavy combat during the war. There were 16 million people in the service during those years, and perhaps 5-6 million of them fell into this category. So great numbers of veterans don't have this experience. I had written some books with David Hackworth, colonel in the United States Army, who was a legendary combat leader and military hero. And we were driving down the road one day, and he asked me about my father in World War II and said, didn't he serve with the 10th Mountain Division up in Italy? And I said, yes, that's right. And he said, well, you should cut your father a little more slack, Tom. The point that you need to understand and that every civilian needs to understand is that no soldier who ever goes into combat comes back the same man, that combat changes you, and it changes you forever.
You come around at the very end of the book to your own father. Many decades of not being able to talk to him, and in fact, years of not speaking to him at all. And you go back with him to his battlefields in Italy, retrace the 10th Mountain Division.
Yes, that's right. One day, we were sitting in a small cafe up in the Apennines, and I asked him about his silence and the reluctance of so many veterans to talk about World War II. And he said, at the end of the war, they agreed among themselves that they had done their job, it was over, they would put it behind them and go home. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he started to tremble. And I can only describe it as a kind of convulsion that rose from his feet right up to his shoulders, and he began to sob. And I'd never seen my father cry. And I put my arm around him and said, it's okay, Pop. And he said, my God, I killed so many people. I killed so many people. It lasted only for a few seconds, and then he quickly clamped down, regained his self-control. But as we were driving away from the cafe that afternoon, he turned to me and he said, my God, where did that come from? I've never said that to anybody. I've never said that to myself.
Do you think that you and your father are now on sound footing?
Oh, it made a tremendous difference. On the last day we were in Italy, I had saved up the story about the day he came home from the war. And I said, do you remember calling me a coward? Tears came to his eyes. And he said, how could I have done that? How could I have said that to my own son? There was just too much of the master sergeant in me. And I said to him, well, that day, did you think I was a coward? And he said, no, heavens no. I said, well, what was it that you wanted of me? And he looked up, he said, I wanted to be hugged. And all of a sudden, nearly 60 years of distortion and total misunderstanding fell away.
Tom Matthews' book is called Our Father's War, Growing Up in the Shadow of the Greatest Generation. Tom Matthews, thanks very much.
Thank you.